the organization that's providing the service should understand that if it's asking the users to essentially take on employment without some other reward than just because they want to, that raises some questions, and that people who run these sites should, of course, be fully aware that there will be an ebb and flow of active users, that that some people will start and then give up, and then that some will become highly committed. What Rebecca also said afterwards, which I think is fascinating, is that some of the people who have been these community moderators have become employees over time, including several who have made it to be editors.
So do they need that incentive of a kind of a hierarchy to climb up? I've been to conferences before where they've talked about creating sort of badging systems, or, something like Foursquare works where you're marking your territory. Do people need what kind of incentive?
Some people do. Not everyone does. They're, and depends on the kind of community. Some communities thrive for years with entirely volunteer efforts because they're getting value out of it that they believe that is worth the time they put in. So there's no hard, there's no single rule. It's just the I think commercial enterprises should be aware that there may be a point where people want to participate more directly in any profits that might be part of it.
We're seeing a bit more creativity around the whole crowdsourcing thing in the US, with sort of Spot US and things like that developing. Do you think that there is a commercial future for these sort of user-generated projects?
I think Spot.us is a wonderful experiment. I should note I'm one of the advisors, so I would say that. And it's one of many, many experiments that we will see how they work. Some will fail, but probably most experiments will fail. Some will work, some will work better than others. But we need to see as many of these tests and experiments as possible so we can find out what does have sustainability potential, and we're at the beginning of that process, not anywhere near the end.
And do you think that can be done in kind of top-down organizations as well as sort of new startups?
Well, I've always believed that traditional media organizations should be trying everything, and in particular that involving their communities, their audiences / communities in the journalism is a good thing. The lack of interest in doing that has continually surprised me, but I suppose I should stop being surprised by dinosaur behavior. In an industry
some positive movements. There's some positive things happening in these organizations.
There are some, but it's just it becomes a point when you have to say they're choosing not to try, or not to try in any serious way, and that's I think now that seems to be what's going on. Now maybe they'll get desperate enough.